Welcome to, what is it called?
Real Talk Love Therapy. Good God.
Welcome to Real Talk Love Therapy. I'm Eli.
I'm Daisha.
Why you
got nothing.
Why are you salty for with your own intro?
I can't stand you.
Where we cut the bullshit, challenge stereotypes of what love looks like for the millennial age. This week's episode, why aren't Eli and Daisha dating? This is episode one. The first one of many. Daisha, you could lay out how this whole podcast thing is going to work out.
Okay, so Eli and I feel like, come from very different schools of thought when it comes to love. I mean, I'm sure as you guys remember from our marriage days. So the reason why we decided to call this Real Talk Love Therapy is that we just kind of feel like, when we think about love and what you're supposed to do when you're in love and all that kind of stuff, there's just a lot of unchecked bullshit that people are regurgitating and taking as fact. And as millennials that are in our own, going through our own trials and tribulations in our own relationships, we wanted to create a space where we could have some real talk about what it means to be a millennial and be in love and go through that space and just really talk about what it means to love each other in 2018 and beyond. Like, what do we think is romantic? What is actually something that we value or look for when we are in relationships?
Well, first off, Daisha left BuzzFeed and she missed me dearly. And I was like, we have to figure out how to do something together. We have to figure out, like, bae, you were my love interest in all these videos. You know, like, I need you in my life. And I'm like, you know what, Daisha, I'm a little busy. But maybe we can make some time.
Man, Eli, here we are. Shit.
Here
he's
we are.
Sitting here.
It's all good. Hey.
Trying to act like he's the one that misses.
It's okay.
You know what?
It's okay. It's okay.
Don't nobody need you, okay? Let's talk about how Eli, listen. So I said, hey, I think that, you know, we would make a good podcast together. And he's like, podcast? Why wouldn't we do a podcast?
Wait, what?
Yeah, no.
What are you talking about?
You were bitching about me suggesting us do a podcast.
No.
And then
a week later,
as men do, you know what?
Please.
I think us doing a podcast together would be a good idea.
Please. Right. As men do. I feel personally attacked.
Oh my gosh.
It was a low blow.
And yet I'm supposed to be the emotional one.
Who's talking about emotions? This is me challenging the millennial generation or what love is. You don't gotta be emotional. I could cry too. I understand that.
Yeah, go ahead. Just you can let your feelings out. Like, you can let the world know that, like, I don't even know where.
You don't even know where you're going. But this is a perfect example of what this first episode is going to be about. Now you guys know how this is going to go down. But being that this is the first episode, we have to set the record straight. Being that we're in all these videos, being that the most common comment was, "Why aren't y'all dating?" We got so many ships. We got a bunch of GIFs.
Yeah, very extensive playlists, actually.
Yeah. hashtag Daylight was about. And it was, honestly, I posted a photo of us on Instagram and just, it was like some crappy photo. It was like black and white. And it just blew the hell up. It was probably like the highest likes I've had. And it was just people freaking out over the potential of our love story. So it's like, we pretty much have to get into it. We gotta set the record straight before we continue on with this project. Because we know it's going to be a continued question in the comments. But this week's episode, why aren't Eli and Daisha dating?
Because Eli's a heifer. There you go. Episode's over.
Thank you so much for listening to Real Talk Love Therapy. Next week, we have Dr. Phil on feet stuff. Is it weird? Yeah. Daisha, why aren't you dating me? The world wants to know.
I mean, you could also, why aren't you dating me?
This is exactly the problem right here. This is exactly it right here.
I know.
Like, I like a good challenge. Like, I like a good sparring partner, but then it's like a consistent world war you have to go through. And emotionally, I don't know if I can handle it. So, and also whatever, I could literally say the sky's blue and you have something to say. Like, probably like Daisha likes to clap a lot. when I talk out of frustration. Like, you talk to anyone at the office, they'll be like, for some reason, Eli has this way with Daisha where she's all nice and corporate and sweet and, like, giving people pats on the back. But the minute Daisha sees Eli, like, zip a cup of coffee, she's like, hell no, I hate this guy. Why you got a drink like that for? And I'm just sitting there. I'm just standing there minding my own business, living my best life. And Daisha always wants to attack me on some ground. So I don't know. I don't know if I can handle the constant barrage.
So, see, I want you guys to see right here how Eli is talking all of this shit out of his ass. And this is what Eli does. And 9 times out of 10, I can ignore him. But then Eli gets me on a good day, and it just has to be laid down. And Eli likes to act like he don't be dishing shit out to purposefully piss Mm-mm. me off. So, you know, and again, even like, let's talk about how you told your side of the story and how I am now telling my side of the story.
I have so, more to add, by the way. See, that's not this is
you.
I'm just setting up
you
the
are
intro.
Getting so lit for
I'm not
no
lit.
Reason.
I'm not lit.
All right.
This is
see,
this...
I'm not even doing anything. This motherfucker is going off. See, look.
Oh my God.
This is all why right. we can't, because then he wants Eli is this giant emotional crabby cancer. Who just has all of these emotions surging up inside of him. But because he is a cancer and he has that hard shell around him, it's really hard for him to emote like a normal person. And so he just kind of has to like lash out and just like, you know, pinch out with his emotions at times. And I'm like, there, my little crabby crab, you know, like I'm here for you. But every now and then you be coming at me and I'm like, listen, not today, motherfucker.
Not today. It's like every day. What are you? So Daisha's a Leo. First off, with Daisha, she can't help but not.
Look at how emotional he's
speak.
Getting.
I'm not emotional. Yo, you're just playing that whole way to upset anybody where it's
what
like,
what?
That whole like, why are you mad? I'm not mad. You seem mad. I'm not mad. Stop yelling. I'm not. And then it eventually gets.
But
to the
you
person.
Are yelling right now.
I'm not yelling. All this right. is how I express myself.
All right,
naturally.
Pookie, go ahead. I always tell
say,
everybody
and then,
what
and then
you want to say. Go ahead. All right.
Look. So okay. This is the thing. Daisha is a fantastic human being. She is smart, capable. She's a hustler, and we make pretty great stuff. Well, your last video was. Last BuzzFeed video was I didn't have sex for a year.
Mm-hmm. Which Eli shot and yeah. was also in.
I was in it. I shot very awkward, that shirtless of me under the covers. But anyway.
that was a shoot.
But it showed like, okay, if say we go out to dinner in a fancy evening with a bunch of like, you know, white people around in a nice neighborhood. It's just a matter of time before we raise our voices and, you know, there's wine spilled. But
ain't nobody trying to throw wine at you. Like the wine, I could do better things with the wine than put it in your face.
Right.
Like that's just a rude fate for the wine. The
right.
wine doesn't deserve that.
I don't know.
So.
I don't know. I could literally like say, how was your day, honey, cutting steak? And you'd be like,
listen, Heffa.
Oh, wait, she's clapping right now.
No,
she's clapping right now.
No, because he's about some bullshit.
Why are you getting angry for? Why are you getting so
in
mad?
In this fucking video that, whatchamacallit, I was being so nice to Eli and you were being so.
What?
Meh.
What video?
Like, when we got married.
Oh my God. She cannot. There cannot be 5 minutes that go by without her bringing up this video. First off, let me set the record straight for everyone that's listening. It was editing. Tricks, okay?
Oh,
I am not that mean or heartless.
Oh, sure.
I did not take her to Hooters as my thing, as a nice thing to do for her after she did. What did you do for me? And then they cut it in a way where I took
Hooters? I got you a beer.
Okay.
I made you a picnic
okay,
with
okay.
chicken wings. I folded your laundry.
But that's
like
that's the thing. They edited all that and then it cut to me taking her to Hooters. That's not how it went down. The Hooters thing was like on a totally different day before all that stuff happened. So that was just to show like, hey, bae, these are my passions and interests, and this is what I like to do, and I did the salsa with you. That's all it was. So I do not take women out to Hooters, and I do not consider that an actual like good date night. That's more just for me. I like UFC. I like chicken wings. I don't necessarily agree with the attire of the ladies that work there, but I love the chicken wings. I grew up in the Midwest. Like,
but regardless... I was showing out, and I was showing out only because I wanted to win, and you were not. You did not bring your A game in that marriage. So
see, so it wasn't real. That's probably why I didn't feel the genuine care and nurturing. It was just like, you just wanted to win something. It was just too competitive. We're too competitive. That's another thing. We're too competitive. Even if we try to love each other, we're competitive. And we fight about how much we try. We're trying to love each other. It ends up being a battle to the bitter end. It was a very busy schedule for me as well. I was all over the place. You saw how stressed
and
I was.
And I tried to be there for you. Like, how are you? First I'm night, I got you a beer, and you just weren't having it.
I appreciated it.
This is the most Hispanic beer you can find.
Oh, my God. Well, it was like I'm trying to make life. Okay, this is the thing with me. It's like on Christmas when you get a present. And, like, I have this ability where I always look like I'm disinterested. I am insecure that I look too disinterested. So then I try to overcompensate, but then I also look like I'm overcompensating. Or I undercompensate where it's like I don't really care about this present. So it's hard for me to receive gifts overall. Where I just feel like, oh, I don't know what my reaction should be in order to make you feel like this was worth it. So it's just awkward.
Okay. I don't know. Like, I just, I hear it, and I think you were like, no, I feel like how you felt was pretty accurate as to, like, what you showed in the video was accurate to how you felt.
No. I will give you the fact that it was very sweet with the things you've done. Like, it was very nice, and I appreciate it, especially the picnic was very sweet and adorable and thought out. But I tried. There was flowers. There was chocolates. There were cards.
See, now, I feel like this is online with the podcast because the flowers and the chocolate were nice, but very generic.
But
why is that something that, like, and I'll give you even that you got me dark chocolate, sugarless chocolate.
That was her favorite chocolate.
Yes.
Her favorite color. Like, it was very thought out gifts. Like, yes, very traditional, stereotypical, but thought out because I was paying attention.
Yes and no. Like, Jesus Christ. So I think it was a very nice gesture. But again, like, there's this whole thing about, like, guys giving gifts and they give him flowers and chocolates. And it's like, who the fuck came up with that? Like, I just don't. I think flowers are nice. They can smell very nice and pretty and shit. But, like, I think that the gift that you get for someone should be very unique to who they are. And you did try. I'll give you that.
I agree.
But, like, I went out. I even folded your motherfucking laundry. And I didn't even want to do that shit. Like, but I knew that you would appreciate it.
This is really interesting because, like, I agree. From where I was at that time in my life to who I am now is significantly different as far as, like, introspective research of how I work
as
a partner.
Yeah, he's taking bitches to Olive Garden.
What are you talking about? He can't get over
it. I got Hooters.
Oh, my God.
Chicks now are getting Olive Garden,
Jesus.
So
okay.
Which isn't even that big of a step up, but anything is a step up, honestly.
She's that
Hooters.
Salty ex-wife where, like, I drop off my kid at soccer practice, and she's moved on. She lives in a nice house with a husband, other kids, but still salty for some reason. Like, I'm not even doing as good as her. Still salty for some. She can't move on. And then she sees I take a girl to Olive Garden when I had, like, 3 coupons. I'm like, what the? Where was my coupons, Eli? Where was my coupons? She can't move on. I know, the love's there. It's hard, you know, heartbreak. We deal with it all in different ways. That's okay.
Right.
But I lost my train of thought because of you.
So
I took it as like, oh, okay, this is my friend Daisha. I have to live with her, and this is a weird challenge. I didn't even put myself in the mindset of like, oh, I'm actually trying to play a husband. Like, I'm just
yeah,
like,
that was very apparent.
I'm just like with Daisha. But yeah, but still, like, I look at that video and I just think about where I was in life. And to see how I received your love was very interesting, because now I did the research of, like, I hate just acts of service and gift giving. And then I hate giving gifts because I always feel like I'm never going to give anything good. And there's so much pressure of, like, if I mess up, then that shows that it reflects our relationship. It's cool. It's interesting to look back and see who I was and why I was that after doing the research.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny you say that, because so the whole acts of service thing that he's talking about is the 5 love languages. If you guys haven't done it, it's a test where it'll tell you the top ways in which you love and want to be loved and love other people. And so I believe the 5 are acts of service. So when people do things for you, when you do things for other people, giving gifts, receiving gifts, words of affirmation. So when people say nice things to you or you say affirming things to them. I always forget these. Quality time. So spending time with someone and vice versa. And then the last one. Damn. I guess I could look this up.
Well, yeah, gift giving, acts of service, touch.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Touch. So people who give you affectionate touch and whatnot.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I took the quiz, and I'm, like, total words of affirmation. It makes total sense. Like, I want, like, a...
Eli's a hothead. He just loves it when people give him words of...
No!
You're so amazing.
As a creative, you live in a world of no's and challenges. Like, as an entrepreneur and self-starter, you deal with a lot of, like... It's a constant battle, and you're putting your all of your self into what you're doing, and you just want to hear one yes. You want that person... to lift your head up, look at you in the eyes and said, you're so-and-so, you can do it. And that means the most than any gift, than anything.
I agree with you. I think words of affirmation was my top one too, which if we go back to that video, you want to talk about why I got quotes all over my motherfucking house.
Cool. That's true.
I have quotes all over the house to like reaffirm myself. Like if someone else isn't going to say it to me, then I'm going to find it like in my space and in my energy. Like
I feel that.
Yeah. Well, you didn't feel it.
It was a little dorky though. I stand by the quotes in the bathroom while you're sitting on the toilet. Like I don't know. There's sure you want inspiration everywhere. That's okay.
Listen, let me have my Oprah shit.
I'm
okay.
Gonna conquer this
like let me shit like Oprah.
I don't even shit like Oprah. Jesus.
No, Oprah shits money. I'll get there one day.
One day. One day. I think it's the case where, like, we clash on so many things, but, like, I feel like we have so much in common at, like, our foundation of us as people, where that's a good thing and a bad thing, where I'm hyper-competitive, you're hyper-competitive, we're go-getters in the sense where we consistently clash because we have so much in common and because we have so many differences. So it's like a perfect storm.
But I think it's good for this.
No, and that's the thing. It's like, and that's what I think we naturally realize is that like, if we put our heads together towards like a project or something, like through like work or something else, like it works very well.
Yeah.
So I think overall that's like, that's the sense of it. But I think no matter what, people are gonna like, wish for this to happen, but I don't know.
It's so funny. That's the most commonly asked question I get whenever I go anywhere. They're like, so are you and Eli really not dating? I'm like, no.
Yes! I love that. I love
Why?
That. Why? Because I know you're like, you're probably doing some presentation about like women equality and stuff like that to all these young girls. And it's like, any questions? Like, yo, so where Eli at, though? And I'm like, oh, I was like, I don't want to.
Nobody cares about where you are. They just want to know if you are on my arm.
It's just funny, that's all. It's just funny, because I know it's like, oh, I'm never going to tell Eli this. Never gonna give him the satisfaction that I can't escape him, no matter where I go.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm not trying to escape you, Boogie.
Right.
I'm not. Mm-hmm. So the way that we are going to end every episode is playing a game that we invented. It's kind of like Kill, Fuck, Marry, but it is for the digital age that we live in now, and it is scroll, double tap, or DM. So I'm going to put out three names of celebrities, and we're going to decide off of the three who would we scroll past, who would we give a little double tap to, or who would we try to slide into their DMs. All right, so we got Demi Lovato, Selena Gomez, and Miley Cyrus.
Okay. DM is like, am I trying to hit it?
Or... I think DM could be whatever you want it to be, you know? Like, okay. If you just want to, someone that you want to get to know more, it could be you trying to hit. It could be, you know?
Okay, so this is what I'll do. I'll I will DM, What is Selena Gomez? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'll DM Selena Gomez because I had a huge crush on Selena Gomez at one point.
Really?
Oh yeah, I did. I don't know why either. It just kind of happened. But I would DM Selena Gomez, tell her what's good with it, and then I will double tap. I don't like Demi Lovato.
I don't like Demi Lovato.
What?
For what? What'd she do to you?
She just looks like she's gonna. She just looks unstable to me. Like, I just see her sitting there, and I'm like, I feel like you're not fun to date. I feel like you would probably, like, scratch my face while I'm sleeping.
Oh, my God.
I don't need that kind of drama in my life, you know? Like, Selena Gomez is nice, and, you know.
But you trying to double-tap Miley Cyrus?
That's the thing. I don't want to double-tap Miley. I feel like my finger will get a disease by double-tapping Miley Cyrus. So, like, I don't know. That's the hard thing. The thing about Demi Lovato, though, is, like, she does Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and I'm a big, like, mixed martial arts fan. So that's kind of hot, but I'll double tap Demi Lovato.
Yeah, you better.
And then scroll past Miley.
Okay, so for me, I'm about to DM Demi Lovato. Mm. I would double tap Selena Gomez, and then, but, yeah, wouldn't even.
People love Demi Lovato. Like, yes! Particularly women. Ugh. Like, I think women are more into Demi Lovato than men.
It's so funny, too, just because, like, I think, I mean, most Disney people that were past my age, so I probably phased out of Disney by, like, Lizzie McGuire, Hilary Duff.
Yeah.
And so she was a little bit later. But I'm trying to remember what it was about her. Like, I just love her attitude. Like, I love that, like, she's no bullshit. Like, she's just out here trying to be her. She's thick as fuck, and I love it.
True. Never mind. I'm definitely double tap.
I might DM.
I don't know. I forgot about that. And she does jujitsu. A thick girl that does jujitsu.
She is yummy.
If there's any women out there that are thick that do jujitsu, holler at me. You know, at me, tag, whatever you need to do.
So.
Damn, forgot about that. What? We're talking about who we would go.
But then after. I also feel like she's like, I think that out of the three, she's the realer of the bunch, which is why I would prefer to DM her.
True. Yeah. I will give you that. She's the most real one. Like, Miley, the appropriation
I've been done with Miley way, like, since the VMAs in, what, like, 2008 or whenever the fuck that was.
I was over it. And Selena's probably sucks, too, I feel, but.
So here's the thing. I just feel like I don't have feelings about Selena Gomez. I think that she could be a very pleasant person. I just kind of feel like there's nothing out there. Like, she just feels very bubblegum, and I know that I'm not very bubblegum. So I just could imagine myself being a lot for her.
True. Yeah, I feel that. I would probably get bored after a while. Yeah. I feel like that would be a natural thing.
Oh, so you're trying to do my combination?
Hey, I don't know. I forgot that Demi was thick like that. Oh. That was the thing. I was kidding. Oh my God. But no, I'll stick to my guns. If y'all agree, disagree, or who you would choose, sound off in the comments below. That's about it for us for episode one of Real Talk Love Therapy. Next week we'll be covering career versus relationships.
With my homegirl, Becky Harris.
Becky Harris, BuzzFeed producer. You know her, you love her. And thank you for listening. We're going to keep this going as long as you keep listening. And catch you next time.
Bye, y'all.